Fertility Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, how about this for a sensational headline? Is your hair dye killing you? I don't really like sensational headlines. I've done some shows on that, as a matter of fact. I don't like when the media does things. But I want you to know hair dye is not good for you. Yeah, if you're dyeing your hair a lot, it is doing some damage to your cells, specifically a certain part of your body. And we're going to get into that today because new evidence is showing that permanent and semi-permanent hair dyes contain dangerous chemicals. They really do. And these chemicals have been linked to serious health problems, including cancer. Now, there's the two things we're going to talk about with hair dye today, the two chemicals, I should say. We're going to talk about a type of chemical called an amine, specifically an R-ilamine. And we're going to talk about that chemical and why that's bad for you. And then we're going to talk also about the artificial colors that are in these dyes that are seeping into your scalp and into your bloodstream. So we're going to talk a little bit about the dangers there and what are some of the safer options. And then, of course, I want to end the show or this segment. I always want to provide solutions for my listeners. So if you are dyeing your hair and you just don't want to give that up, and that's fine. I have some suggestions when it comes to supplementation that's going to help your body detoxify from some of those chemicals. So let's start off. First of all, the most dangerous chemical in hair dye are called R-ilamines. These can be absorbed through your scalp and even inhaled during the application of the hair dye. So you might want to wear a mask. These R-ilamines have been established as risk factors for bladder cancer in several clinical studies, including one conducted at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. So we're talking about heavy-duty medical centers here. So the risks that come from R-ilamines, these are organic compounds, and they have these nitrogen functional groups on them. And when nitrogen is released into your body, just as like a single atom, they can be very damaging to the surfaces of cells. And then they get inside the cells and can even damage the DNA. And that's the connection to how they can cause cancers. These R-ilamines are used because they allow for hair dyes to resist fading during washing. So the deeper, the darker, or even brighter, longer lasting the color of whatever brand that you like to use, that usually means it has more of these amine type compounds in them. But here's the thing. When it comes to dyeing your hair, you don't really need these chemicals. There are natural-based companies producing R-ilamine-free dyes, and I'll give you some examples coming up. So basically what's happening, you're putting these amine-type chemicals into your scalp, or they can be inhaled, as I said, and they have now been established as risk factors for bladder cancer by several studies. What happens, why bladder? Why do they seem to be focused to the bladder? Well, the nitrogen that is released into your bloodstream gets through the kidneys very easy, but then gets trapped in the type of cell you find in the bladder called a transitional cell. This is a cell that absorbs that nitrogen really well. And of course, that's where a lot of it ends up because the kidneys are filtering it, right? So the bladder cells take up this nitrogen and it damages the cell surface. So you can get cystitis, which is inflammation of the bladder, chronic cystitis, which is not easy to treat at all. And then, of course, you can damage the DNA leading to cancer. So that's the first dangerous type of chemical you're going to find in these dyes, the R-ilamines in bladder cancer. The other thing, the colors themselves in most cases are artificial. I've done shows before on the dangers of artificial colors. You know, we add all kinds of fake colors into our food sources, and we also put them into our hair dyes, and they cause problems. They seep into your scalp, and these artificial colors, many of them have for long been linked to different types of cancers, not just the bladder cancers, but brain cancers, solid organ cancers like liver and kidney and colon, for instance. We know also that these artificial colors tend to cause mood instability, anxiety-type symptoms in people, headaches, tremors, right? These are the types of things that artificial colors can cause. And listen, there's no way around it. These artificial colors are nasty. You know, they absorb through the scalp, they get into the bloodstream. And unlike the amine-based chemicals that I just talked about that really get attracted to the bladder, these artificial chemicals, these artificial coloring chemicals, get everywhere and can affect just about every cell and tissue. So not good stuff. We don't want to be putting these things into our system. But boy, many, many people do. So you can look for products that are amine-free. Let me spell that. A-M-I-N-E. So you want to look on the back label. Somewhere, probably in the ingredients, maybe before it lists all the different ingredients in there, you want to see amine-free. When you see amine-free, that means the chemical I just talked about, the R-illamines, that's what that is. So if it says amine-free, you're not going to get the bladder cancer-causing chemical in it. And there's more and more companies are producing these types of hair dyes. I know Whole Foods has a section, at least here in South Florida, the one I go to, of these amine-free hair dyes. So they're out there, and more companies are recognizing the need for it. As far as the coloring itself, that's a little bit tougher because you can develop hair dyes that are based on vegetable-based dyes. And they work well, but they just don't last as long. So a lot of companies don't like using them. So though they may make the product amine-free, but then they still use a lot of the artificial colors. However, you can find, it's going to be a little bit harder, you're going to have to do some searching, but you can find amine-free and artificial color-free dyes out there. What they do is they use vegetable dyes, extracts based on annatto, which gives like a brown color, blackberry, obviously black, boysenberry is kind of a reddish brown, saffron gives a nice red, paprika is one, black walnut. So you can find these natural colors in some of the products, although it's a little bit tougher, because the downside is they're not going to last as long. So I would suggest looking for amine-free and one based on vegetable oils for the coloring itself. And that is probably the best way to dye your hair if you want to do this. Now, what if you've been dyeing your hair for a really long time and you're a little bit concerned about this? And I have friends that have, men and women. And it is a concern because these chemicals, the amines, specifically the R-illamines and these artificial colors, they build up over time. Your body has a hard time getting rid of them. That's why they can be so dangerous. They stay saturated in your bloodstream. The amines stay saturated in the bladder. And that's why they're linked to cell damage, tissue damage, and even cancer. So there are some supplements that I think you can do that are known to help your body detoxify these nasty artificial chemicals. And you know what? What I'm about to suggest is good for all of us, especially if you live in a city environment. I just came back from Chicago, love the city, relatively clean city, but I'm sorry, there's still cars and everything everywhere. I mean, we have to detox. So really what I'm about to cover are just really good overall detox supplements. Number one, cruciferous vegetable extract. And yes, I said extract. I want you to eat cruciferous vegetables. Kale, broccoli, cauliflower. Those are probably the most popular ones. Cabbage is another really good one. I want you to eat those, but an extract is going to give you a higher amount of those compounds that help the liver detox these artificial colors and the amines. There's another one called modified citrus pectin that loves to wrap around toxins in your bloodstream and deliver it to the liver for detoxification. So cruciferous vegetables and modified citrus pectin, I think, is good for anybody who's dyeing their hair a lot, or if you work with paints, paint thinners, or you live in a city environment. You might want to consider doing those supplements. Yeah, is your hair dye killing you? Well, I don't know, but it's definitely linked to some cancers. So we want to be careful with it. Try some of those more natural products. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.